In 1964, Hannah Arendt addressed a similar problem when she tried to plumb the evil of the Nazi regime. Her book, Eichmann in Jerusalem, dealt with the trial of the former SS officer Adolf Eichmann, who was charged with organizing the transport of Jews to death camps during World War II. She subtitled her book, A Report on the Banality of Evil, but only used that now famous phrase once at book's end without explaining it further. Long after Arendt's death, Jerome Cohn, a colleague, compiled a volume of her essays entitled Responsibility and Judgment. What made Eichmann both evil and banal, Arendt concluded in one of those essays, was his inability to think for himself. Some years ago, she wrote, reporting the trial of Eichmann in Jerusalem, I spoke of the banality of evil and meant with this no theory or doctrine but something quite factual, the phenomenon of evil deeds committed on a gigantic scale which could not be traced to any particularity of wickedness, pathology, or ideological conviction in the doer, whose only personal distinction was perhaps an extraordinary shallowness. However monstrous the deeds were, the doer was neither monstrous nor demonic, and the only specific characteristic one could detect in his past as well as in his behavior during the trial and the preceding police examination was something entirely negative. It was not stupidity, but a curious, quite authentic inability to think. Arendt was trying to locate Eichmann's conscience. She called him a desk murderer, an equally apt term for George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld, for anyone, in fact, who orders remote control killings of the modern sort. The bombardment of a country that lacks any form of air defense, the firing of cruise missiles from a warship at sea into countries unable to respond, like Iraq, Sudan, or Afghanistan, or, say, the unleashing of a Hellfire missile from a Predator unmanned aerial vehicle controlled by pilots thousands of miles from the prospective target. How do ordinary people become desk murderers? First, they must lose the ability to think, because, according to Arendt, thinking conditions men against evildoing. Jerome Cohn adds, with some degree of confidence, it may be said that the ability to think, which Eichmann lacked, is the precondition of judging, and that the refusal, as well as the inability to judge, to imagine before your eyes the others whom your judgment represents and to whom it responds, invite evil to enter and infect the world. To lack a personal conscience means never to start the soundless, solitary dialogue we call thinking.